This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, an outreach service of Penn State.
If you go down to the bar, 'cause you need a love song, they'll tell you why. So come here to my corner, pop a collar in my heart. They were right when they told you to ask for me. 'Cause you've been working hard all day. Just need something to ease your mind. Honey, I'm singing to free. When they say let's go, you don't have. You need a love song. tell you I
since I have like imprisoned them in the land of Heather songs, I'd really like to do a couple of my bandmates' tunes if you're game for it.
I know we discussed this.
What did we discuss?
Oh, what we were gonna play.
Right.
I know it's what's on the paper. That's
different. That's not on the paper, actually.
Oh, well, that, what would you do?
No, but do it now. Talk to the nice people.
I really like playing to you. You're all, like, wiggly.
So, once upon a time, not so long ago, actually, like, geez.
A long time
four, five
ago,
years
yeah.
ago. 5, 6, 7 years ago. Okay, this is a long time ago. Once upon a time, quite some time ago, I went to Texas. With no hope of the relationship that I was constructing oh so carefully in the art museums and special dating places of Washington, D.C. I had no hope of coming back to that relationship. I knew it just wasn't going to happen because I was going to go and she's not going to be there and this is not going to... Okay, anyways. And I constructed this song in Houston, Texas with the careful metaphor of it was like a plane going down in flames. And then I realized that I was flying to and fro from Houston, and that perhaps this was, if I was superstitious about it all, this would be a poor choice of metaphors. So I changed the metaphor over to being like caught up in airport security. It's like being like, yeah, being really like strip searched. And sure enough, I got caught up in Houston's airport security, and I got put on the not strep search. But no, I was on the no-fly list for 2 years. So, you know, be careful what you write, man.
Right.
It's a song called Slight Departure. Well, I know I should not leave. That girl has caught me by the collar. And oh, what a kiss can mean. It's watching with a promise. I'm the lone passenger, discontent the FAA. It's too much to say, it's too much baggage anyway. Hold me out of night and have your way with me. And throw me back again, I am no danger after all. It's what you get for looking out of place to see me. Wow, hell. Oh, so excited before dawn. And if I look like something other than I am, I can't bitch about delays. Well, I know I should not leave. That girl has caught me with her. Je ne sais quoi, but I know well. Well, what you mean? Pilot has apologies. I can't hear him for the racing of my heart. Maybe glitching on the plane this beginning out of turn. I think I must have muttered something about God. Who can blame me now? Where's the light explode? on. And if I look like something other than I am, I can't bitch about things. Day is coming once again, and people sit in rage. I haven't cared in years for what they think. Fingers claw upon the clock, says they try and stretch the time with surgery and perjury and God. I'm so sorry, sweetness, but I'm booked this year to go, and I'm leaving in the morning for my flight. And I got so much on my mind, now there's someone on my lips. You must be crazy to be ready for my life. Texas and back home, I hear it snowing. Give me back the train, so CCC, they told on me. I say that I won't make a fuss. Between me, the steel and concrete, did you feel the one of it for me? Yeah, I know you felt me. If I seem like something other than I am, won't you please excuse the dust and pardon all my mess? It's strange, they are like planes, they will let me board the curse. Slow and sweet. Well, I won't bitch about delays.
Rob's guitar is a carbon fiber guitar, if you were wondering, because he's mean to his instruments. This is a song of his, probably one of my most favorite, which is why I'm making him do it, called Trouble.
We Were About Nine was here a little while ago, right?
At some point. I don't know if it's a little while ago.
Brian Gundersdorf is an old friend. He has this song. Where he goes about how, like, oh, I don't put babies in my songs. Because I would never say that in conversation, or I don't remember his logic, but this song has, it does not have oohs in it. It sounds like it does their uh-ohs.
Snow came fast. After all the lies and tired skies, she said, poetry and ice and all the well. It blocks the roads and drives me crazy. Not fast enough. And skid and sit and fall, and taste me in your mouth. Don't think too much. It'll drive you crazy.
bubbles snap and vanish. It's lit up on the flame. You know we're reflex and we're passion. Though we're trying to stay away. And how much will all this burn me? When you're tired of your games, you drive me crazy. So lay down all your arms and show those marks upon your back. Lay down, cross your arms and hide your scars from me and laugh. Shoving static at each other, we're mutilating facts. Give me time, I'll be leaving in the sun when the roads are clear. It's so easy to pretend I never feared you. Now lie and say we're fine.
This is a happy song. This is actually probably the folkiest song I ever wrote. In that it's like very hippie tree hugger.
But in a good way for any of you who are hippie.
No, I mean it. It's like, This is literally a tree-hugging song. Actual hugging of trees. Anybody been to Muir Woods or any of the redwood forests? When I was there, I was pretty much destroyed by it. I was just in awe. Everything about it was just so cool. And during the time when I was doing this songwriting challenge, making sacred spaces out of ordinary places was one of the topics that came up. And I was like, oh my God, Muir Woods, you know. Cathedral is not, you know, an understatement. And so this is a tune called Growing Home.
To a platform, gravity has not the will to bring in his colors down. Green, green, high above the ground. Mother gave you a ring for every anniversary. Traced a circle in your skin. I am here below.
we don't want it to be done because we're having fun. So we're like, wee!
Also, we don't have to drive far tonight.
I know.
Bam. Oh.
But then, oh god, the next day I have to teach exponential functions to children.
That's X-Men functions.
No, it's not.
I'm very excited. I'm all like, snicked.
Well, this is a song that was given to me by one of my students because he lost a limb in a car accident and was the first to explain to me phantom pain was not just phantom pain, but phantom anything, and particular to the person. In his case, it was phantom itching. So I stole it and made it a song about, you know, the love that goes away, the itch you can't scratch, so to speak. This is a song called Phantom. It's going on the new disc. This Murder Ballad program this year, we went from pretty poly all the way up to stuff that was on the radio right now. And because they said, don't bore the kids. And they're like, fine, we won't bore the kids. It's like, it's songs about death and, like, you know, incest and, like, sex and how are we gonna bore the kids, you know? But what was cool is actually the one that they really seized on and that we loved the most turned out to be one that was not necessarily one on the radio right now. So the one that we sort of seized on and became fascinated with is a story known as Frankie and Johnny. You may have heard a version of it, but I will tell you there are 258 recorded versions of it. Elvis Presley's done a version, Merle Haggard, anybody who's pretty much done anything has done a version of it. However, the versions vary widely. And what was really interesting is that Frankie Baker was a real person, Robert. So Frankie Baker was a real person, same town, same street, same time frame as Stagger Lee, in fact. However, whereas Stagger Lee rose to fame as almost this like counterculture, super anti-villain, you know, symbol of the underdog in a way, he was so badass. Frankie Baker's story, you know, the woman who's like, oh, you know, her man done her wrong and, you know, she shot him, had her in the electric chair, except it never happened. Frankie Baker actually got acquitted of the murder in self-defense and lived into her 70s, but dozens of the versions of the song have her sent to the electric chair. And what's crazy about it is she lived to hear the ballad get popular. She lived to see it made into a movie. And she was like, oh no, you didn't. And she sued. And she got up on the stand and she was like, no, this is not it at all, you know? And she was black and the jury was white and the actors were white and they could not make this go together in their minds. And an expert folklorist who at one point in time had sworn up and down that Frankie and Johnny was about Frankie Baker was paid something like a $2,500, $3,000 expert witness fee in like the 30s to recant and say that it was most definitely not about her. And so she lost, but she got to tell her story. And yeah, the women, if they're bad, we often punish them even if they didn't get punished in the real world. And so this is Frankie Baker. This is the version that we like, even though it's not true so much. But now you can leave and tell people, you know how it really went down. So this is our version of Frankie and Johnny. Thank you again so much for having us. Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. Oh lordy, how they could love. Swore to be true to each other, true as the stars above. He was a man, but he was doing her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner just for a bucket of beer. She said, Mr. Bartender, is my loving Johnny been here? He is my man, but is he doing me wrong? I don't want to cause you no trouble, ain't gonna tell you no lie. But I saw your man about an hour ago with a girl named Nellie Bly. He is your man. Over entranced, she saw to her surprise there on the caps that Johnny making love to Nellie Bly. He is my man, but he's doing me wrong. Chris, make it do something right. Thank you.
I'm taking my man to the graveyard, but I ain't gonna bring him back. He was my
You're listening to the Folk Show Roadshow, a monthly special program on WPSU. That was Heather Aubrey Lloyd and her band, recorded last April. You can find an archive recording of this broadcast at wpsu.org/folk. I promised we'd hear from Laura Cortese this evening, and here she is in a solo piece from a March 7th concert at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont. Her bandmates will join her in just a few minutes.
This year, or just recently, I went on a 3.5-week trip to Spain, Sweden, and Quebec to record an album of instrumental fiddle tunes that I wrote between June and January, inspired by the players that I know over there, that I've had all these little like enigmatic meetings, and then you get to see that person again, but you're certainly inspired, and specifically with these people, rather than inspired about writing lyrics and singing songs, inspired about playing the fiddle. So I decided the best way to make sure I met them again was to write tunes with that energy and then go fly to them and record it. So I'm going to play you two of the tunes that I recorded in Sweden, and the first is called Naked in Nygårdsvatnet, which I wrote after a trip to Norway that I took with the Dance Cards this summer. I'm gonna go into another fiddle tune. They go together on the record. The second one is called All In All Tid, which means all in, always, and that's the title of the album, and it's generally the spirit that I have when I play with these people, of just like going for it no matter how late we're gonna stay up and how hard, you know, sore our arm's gonna be the next day from playing the fiddles. Thank you.
Valerie Thompson and her cello and Marielle Vandersteel and her fiddle are coming up on stage now, making Laura Cortese and the dance cards complete.
So I got the idea for this song. A good friend of mine, Kristen Andreasen, who I run a music camp with. Music camps are all the rage, as you can tell. It's like you could just hop from one to the other all summer long. If you've been thinking about learning an instrument, I recommend just like go for it. Go to a music camp. It's for adults. When I say the words camp, everyone always imagines like kids running around. But it's like really all ages, and it's a really great time. So we run a music camp called Miles of Music Camp, she and I together. And the week before Miles of Music Camp, we have a songwriting retreat on the same island that we have our camp on. So we're on our retreat, and every night we go up to the main house, which has this beautiful 100-year-old stone fireplace. And we have all been toiling away on our songs all day, 13 of us, and we show up in front of the fireplace and we share all the songs with each other. And my good friend Kristen had this, she's like, well, all I really have is the chorus, but I was really stuck, so I went over to the dictionary and opened a page and I put my finger down and the word was mayfly. And so she starts singing us the chorus and it's like, killing time like the mayfly, taking one day to be born and one day to die. Definitely finish that. That's like an incredible chorus. And of course, we were all like, pick a word for me out of the dictionary. Maybe I'll have the same luck. And so she opened the dictionary for me, and the word I got was manufactory, which means factory. So here we go.
Now she knows more about me. going to play two fiddle tunes for you now. And the first one is a waltz that I wrote a few years ago for my mom. And her name's Dorothy. And I decided to get super, like, push myself super hard on the tune naming front. And so I call it Dee's Waltz. And the second one is one of my favorite old-time tunes. It's written by Dirk Powell, and it's called Three Forks of the Cumberland. And I recorded it a few years ago, and I realized when I got to the studio for this track, I had hired all my guy musician friends in Boston, which is great. They're dear friends and fabulous musicians. But in State College here tonight, you guys are going to hear the all-female version. If anyone wants to waltz, there's room. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Folk Show Roadshow. Special thanks to recording engineer Greg Miller for capturing both of tonight's concerts, which were part of the Acoustic Brews Spring 2015 concert series, presented at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont. You'll find tonight's broadcast and previous episodes at wpsu.org/folk in the archives section. The World and Performance Today return at their usual times tomorrow, and Performance Today is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Mel DeYoung, inviting you to tune in weekends for broadcasts of The Folk Show, Saturday afternoons from 1 to 5 and Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3 on WPSU 3, and streaming at wpsu.org/radio on your computer or mobile device. And Sundays from 10 p.m. to midnight, broadcast on WPSU-FM in central and north central Pennsylvania, and streaming around the globe at wpsu.org/radio. You can find the WPSU Folk Show on Facebook as well. Thanks for listening this evening.